Welcome to the Chris Now Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT9. I'm Mike the Explosive One. Oh, let's crack into another one.
TNT.
Yo.
You know that I am a AI catastrophizer.
I don't even know what that means.
Where I think AI is going to ruin the world.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
You've made that clear.
It's just getting more and more. Like, you know, fake pictures, you can't tell if they're real. Fake videos, can't tell if they're real. So the other day on YouTube, there was an AI-generated live stream.
Uh-huh.
And there was people sitting around, like, almost like on a talk show. And they had an AI. The guy's name is Michael Saylor. I can't remember what he did. He's something involved in crypto.
Mm-hmm.
They had, it was all a fake AI video, and he's in there talking and like whatever, and literally in the video, he's like, there's a QR code, they're faking Michael Saylor. He's like, there's a QR code on the screen, scan that, send Bitcoin to that address, we'll send you double Bitcoin back. 100% a scam to steal Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It, like, YouTube didn't take it down for like hours. It was running for like hours. And YouTube knocks stuff off it for nothing. Like, this is literally a scam AI live stream to steal Bitcoin from people. Just chilling, dude. Like, that's what's going to happen.
What's going to happen.
It's going to become more. As much as people say we're not using AI for bad things, bad people have access to AI.
Jonah, you do not like AI.
I don't not like it. It's dangerous as fuck,
it
man.
It is dangerous. It is dangerous. I'm not surprised that YouTube didn't take that down.
Oh, me neither.
Because it's very funny that YouTube gets me for like thumbnails that are inappropriate, but a live stream that's trying to steal cryptocurrency, you know, that's fine. I'm sure it didn't generate any scams either. Nobody's going to fall for that.
Yeah, nobody falls for anything. That's why they happen.
I mean,
dude,
how are you sitting up there? How do you have the knowledge to get a Bitcoin? To obtain a single Bitcoin, but you don't have the knowledge to not fall for an AI scam on YouTube.
No, not a single Bitcoin. Like, they could have like 0.0007 Bitcoin, which is worth like $100 or whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's true. But still.
It's not saying you had to send a whole Bitcoin. Whatever you sent, they would double. And here is my, someone who's been on the internet a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to date myself and say how long.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that is too good to be true is too good to be true. No one giving away. No one's like, hey, send me Bitcoin. I'll send you double Bitcoin back. Do you really think that's real?
Yeah. I thought you were talking about, you feel like AI falls underneath that umbrella itself.
What?
Too good to be
true.
Oh,
no. I don't care about that. No, just like, it's just like, no, it's just, it's like all that people fall for dumb shit all the time. It's like, hey, I'm a prince from Nigeria. I'm going to give you $1 million. You just have to put it in your bank. Do you really think that's true?
Yeah, like, I mean, they're getting creative though now, man. Because now they'll send you text messages and stuff, and they're getting really creative.
But if anyone's giving you free anything that's financial, yeah. No one's giving you free fucking money, dude. Whether it's money or Bitcoin or anything.
That's true. I mean, the ones that just outright ask you for money are a little bit easier to discern.
Still will send fake women, Google gift cards, and all sorts of shit because they think they're going to love them. It's all...
That's true. Yeah. I would say, but like I said, the ones that are easier to discern are the ones where they outright ask you for money. The ones that, like, pose as a business, those ones are a little bit more. Like they'll be like, hey, I just noticed that you were looking for car insurance. And I'm like, how did you text me? I was looking for car insurance. And they'll be like, yeah, my name's blah, blah, blah. We have your information right here. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, you guess you know my name.
Yeah, but that they're selling you something.
I don't know. I think that's a phishing scam.
Well, right, that too.
I think they're phishing. As soon as I put my credit card information via text or some shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, same difference. But what I'm saying is, like, that's even, like next level, like you said. What I mean is, like, it's just like, hey, I'm this model hot girl that matched with you on Tinder all of a sudden. And
I mean, it's all, the same
and then
idea.
I'm asking you to send me $500 gift cards on Google.
Yeah, it's the same idea.
Give free Bitcoin if I send you book.
One of them is like, I'll sell you a business. The other one's like, I'll sell you the illusion of sex.
Yeah, so, I don't know, man. I just cannot believe that people are so easy to get scammed.
Nobody got scammed by that.
I guarantee you people got scammed.
I don't know how did it make news? Did it say in the news article that was provided with the story that you
saw it on Twitter?
You saw it on Twitter?
Somebody posted that it was going on, and I went and watched a video of it, and like it literally was the guy was like, yeah, all you got to do is while this live stream's going, send as much Bitcoin as you want. We'll double it and send it right back to you. Like, giving away free Bitcoin?
No, I mean, nobody's giving it away. Nobody's giving it away. I honestly don't think anybody fell for it. I think it's funny that it happened. If somebody had fallen for it, then I think that would have made more
news. I guarantee you someone did. That happens all the time, man. People are so dumb. That's like, it's like when like my grandma fell for like, they called and were like, I need your credit card. And she's like, okay. Like,
oh, and they're doing the AI calls with that. Yeah. That's been happening thing. More and more.
So people are so desperate for a little money.
You can't blame AI for that.
No. But people are
using
AI for nefarious reasons. You can blame the person who used AI to scam people. You can blame him. Her, whatever.
Your problem's with the scammers.
Yeah, of course, but AI is the conduit.
Man, you know, guns don't kill people. People kill people.
I agree.
All right.
And I don't hate AI. I hate that what it's going to do to the world.
It's going to happen, though.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about the, this has happened at South by Southwest where they had like the slideshow going up, and it was one of the tech, like TED Talk type of thing.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And they were talking about AI is the future. They were talking to actual other like heads of corporations or whatever. And they were like, AI is the future and you need to stop resisting. And like everybody in the audience started booing when that part happened. You're not alone, Jonas. A lot of people hate AI.
I wish you would quit putting that in my mouth. I don't.
I said it at the beginning of the episode.
And I said no. I said no. I don't hate AI. I hate what it's going to do to
humanity. Well, I wish you would stop hating black people, too. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
What?
I'd rather you say I hate AI. Holy shit. Like, it's. I think AI technology
didn't
is amazing.
Didn't deny that either. Just saying.
But. but, like, it's. I just. It's the same, it's just the kind of the disgust in with the world in general, you know. It all kind right. Everything is just everybody's so greedy. Nobody cares about themselves. Like it's everything but themselves. It's like, and I get it.
It's no. I mean, I don't think it's any different. I think it's that the tools that they can use are getting stronger,
right?
And we need to adapt more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I ain't falling for scams. I'm not stupid.
I wouldn't hope so.
You know what I mean? Like, but a lot
I kind
of people...
feel like, I hate to say it's Darwinism, Jonas, but if you turn to YouTube and you watch a live stream of what is clearly AI guy talking to you, trying to steal your Bitcoin, and you lose a Bitcoin through that, natural selection. All right?
Well,
you deserve to have that
gone. I mean,
like,
it's interesting because, like, people talk about like their credit cards get stolen and yada, yada, yada. I've been using the internet forever and I have had the same debit card number for like 20 years. Mm. Never once have I had it been stolen on the internet because I ain't putting it into suspect ass sites.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like,
I have definitely put my code in those suspect sites and people have tried to take money from my bank. It's been like, do you want me to stop this? I'm just like, yes, please. Yes,
you're
stop
like,
that.
Indiana. Yeah. What am I buying in Indiana?
Bro, and it's like I being a victim myself, Jonas, speaking from a victim
okay,
standpoint.
Okay, I want to hear this victim point of view.
It was a really good deal on an Xbox controller. All right.
That's a really good. Let me just ask you one question. If it's too good to be true, is it too good to be true?
It was like $40. I was like, bro, I gotta have that. That's like $20-$30 off.
Yeah.
That didn't seem too good to be true. It seemed like a really good deal. But either way, yeah, you gotta be careful out there. AI is not the enemy.
AI kids, love it.
It's not
the enemy.
It's not the enemy. It's scary.
Yep, it is. So, anyways, that's all the time we have for today's episode. Go to thecrazytown.com and subscribe for Jonas.
TNT.
Yep.